The British press heavily publicised this indictment along with other sensational cases of prosecutions of sodomy. Owing to technological advances, newspapers could be produced more quickly, while the abolition of advertisement, stamp and paper duties, along with improved national and local transport infrastructures, meant that more newspapers were on the market and were more widely available. Newspapers did not simply provide information about sex acts and offences, but also offered readers normative judgments about appropriate and inappropriate male social identities and same-sex behaviour. In short, the influential press made it more obvious than ever that the sexual deviant was a matter of national and imperial interest, as they were seen to threaten the strength of the empire. With each of these publicised sensations, Britons came closer to developing a vocabulary and an intellectual framework within which to place their understanding of the relationship between same-sex desires and behaviours on the one hand and homosexual identity on the other. It was in this highly charged atmosphere that the Criminal Law Amendment Act was passed on the 6th of August 1885. This brought all practices of homosexuality between men under the auspices of the criminal law, and these were made illegal whether they were conducted in private or in public.